Only a few more years until adulthood. It will be worth it. Hold on.
That was Charlotte Mendelssohn with her Interrail postcard. Tomorrow's writer is David Armand, who wonders how his journey from Newcastle to Corfu, not with an Interrail pass, but by hitchhiking, may have helped shape his writing career. That's tomorrow night's essay at the same time, 10:45.
Madam Butterfly, live on BBC Radio 3 from London's Royal Opera House. A tender Japanese geisha, a thoughtless Navy lieutenant, and one of Puccini's most dramatic, passionate, and sensual scores. Saturday night in BBC Radio 3's Opera on 3 from 6:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, I'm yesterday's wine, aging with time. Like yesterday's wine, yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time. Like yesterday's wine, yesterday's wine, oh, yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine, we're aging with time, like yesterday's wine.
Willie Nelson's 78 years old now, but there he was back in 1971 with a song called Yesterday's Wine. More music from 40 years ago later tonight here on Late Junction from Can and Pink Floyd, among others. And also tonight, tracks from the new CD by Gillian Welsh, which is released this week. A mixture of Mexican tradition and electronics comes from Bostich and Fusible, one half of the Nortec collective, nor from the accordion-based Mexican accordion music, and Tech for Techno, and the sounds of their hometown of Tijuana get a look in as well. ¶¶ From Mexico, the sound of Bostich and Fusible, and you can catch them at the Brighton Dome on the 1st and 2nd of July. Now to the world of Bartók and the inspiration behind some of his piano pieces.
Magának.
Jena Jandó playing Bartók's three Hungarian folk songs from the county of Cheek, following Marta Sebastian and Zoltán Juhász with the music as Bartók might first have heard it. 1971 saw the release of Pink Floyd's album Metal. Side 2 was taken up by one of their longest ever tracks, Echoes, and I'm not going to say any more about it because some of you will be hearing this for the very first time, and I don't want to spoil this amazing sonic journey.
Do I take you by the hand? Thank you.
No one sings me lullabies, and no one makes me close my eyes. You probably just want me to turn that over and play side one now, don't you? That was Echoes from Pink Floyd's 1971 album Medal, which you really should have in your collection if you don't already. Though actually I am going to turn it over just very briefly, because this is where I can get my own back on Max for Arsenal winning the double in 1971. This is the end of Pink Floyd's Fearless. The end of Pink Floyd's Fearless from 1971, featuring the Cop singing You'll Never Walk Alone. And maybe appropriate to follow that with Arvo Pärt's Hymn to a Great City, though I don't think he meant Liverpool. Arvo Pärt's Hymn to a Great City, played by Kai Rastasep and Mati Mikolai, members of the Estonian Piano Orchestra, recorded at Estifest at King's Place in February. Great excitement to finally get hold of the new album from Gillian Welsh, The Harrow and the Harvest. From that, a song called Hard Times.
There was a captain man, used to plough and sing, and he loved that mule and the mule loved him. When the day got long, as it does about now, I'd hear him singing to his muley cow, calling, come on, my sweet old girl, and I'd bet the whole damn world and we're gonna make it, yeah, to the end. ain't gonna rule my mind, Bessie. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. You said it's a mean old world, heavy. Supping on tears, and we're supping on wine. Y'all get to heaven in our own sweet time. So come on, you Asheville boys, turn up your damn noise. Kick till the dust comes up from the cracks in the floor. Singing hard times ain't gonna rule my mind, brother. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Hard guess he lost that neck and he forgot that song. Woke up one morning and the muse was gone. So come on, you ragtime kings, come on, you dogs, and sing.
Gillian Welsh and Hard Times from her brand new album, The Harrow and the Harvest. Still available as a podcast is last week's Late Junction session with Rodalius and Christopher Chaplin. And if you listen back to last week's programmes, you can also hear some of the music Rodalius produced in the 1970s with Merbius in a duo known as Cluster. Well, Cluster has a new album out this month, with the place of Dieter Merbius being taken by sound installationist and one-time sound engineer with the Berlin Philharmonic, Onnen Bock. This is a track called Auf der Alm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be not so very angry, Lord, and remember not our iniquity for ever. A setting by William Byrd from the Book of Isaiah, sung there by Stile Antico. Sigbjørn Appelland played the harmonium just before in a piece called Fleet. And first of all, the rebirth of German duo Cluster, Redelius, now with Onenbock. Their new CD is called Fragen, and that was Auf der Alm. And as I mentioned, the music of Redelius was the inspiration behind our Late Junction collaboration last week. Music reworked by Christopher Chaplin, and that's still available as a Late Junction podcast via the Radio 3 website. Reversed vocals, tape collage technique, all in a labyrinth of acid trip musik concrète. Such was the world of Cannes in 1971.
Sign said don't stop, kept on up to the top, reached the summit, looked around, heartbeat was the only sound, the land afloat with milk and honey, girls and cars and sex and money. Spaceship flew across the sky. Inside an astronaut softly cried. Does anyone here really understand what goes on in the heart of a man? Does anyone here really understand what goes on in the heart of a man?
Drive safely.
Quite a gem from the Jingles archive of Radio 2 from 1971. And before that, Can conversing with the Cosmos from 1971, Almagan from their album Tago Mago. A musician who died in 1971 was the Norfolk farm worker and singer, Harry Cox.
When I sing a song, my mind is on it. Lie it down. I don't let nothing else come into my mind. I let everything go. Keep your way clear so you know you're going right. Nothing don't trouble me.
In an evening in a town called Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And many a hour in sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune came over me and caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. And who should I see but a pretty fair maid come tripping along the pathway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. I knew she meant a doing for him by the look of her rubbish black eye. His watch she took from his pocket and played it right into my hand. And the very next thing that I said was bad luck to the black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and jury, next morning I had to appear. A judge, she said, young man, your case to you is proved fair. We'll give you a 7-year penal servitude to be sent right away from your land. Far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellas, I'll have you take warning by me. When you are out on the liggers, my boys, beware of your pretty Colleen. They'll treat you to strong drink, my boys, till you're unable to stand. And before you have time to leave them, they'll land you in Van Diemen's land.
Thank you.
Harry Cox, farm worker, singer and melodeon player who died in 1971. He was 70 when he sang that version of the Black Velvet Band to Ewan McColl in 1955. A track called Skene from the ever-inventive Three Cane Whale. People often ask me where I find all the music I play here on Late Junction. Well, I found this next track in the departure lounge of Flesland Airport in Bergen, where I found myself sitting next to Per Martinsen. He was telling me all about his transmedia project with virtual characters who have their own taste in music, film and books. Mental Overdrive with a taster from Per Martinson's transmedia project in progress, Earthbound Surfing the Apocalypse. Rather intriguing idea and something to look forward to. Swedish folk music now, as arranged by the composer Karin Rehnqvist.
Thank you.
Mari Axelsson and Ulrika Bodén playing Karin Rehnqvist's arrangements of Swedish folk tunes. And you'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlists, and you'll find those on the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now another track from the new album from Gillian Welsh. This is Silver Dagger.
I'm on the dark side of the hollow hill. The sun comes up, babe, but it's hard to get my feel. Your blue serape, it fits my mood. I'm through with baboons, I'm through with food. Somebody's calling, trying to track me down. And if I don't answer, I'd hang around. I slide past lovers, lost in the dark. For building art, I can't remember when I felt so free. Maybe September, the year you believed in me. 1900 and 1999, I found the angels a drinking wine. Is made of sand.
Gillian Welsh and Silver Dagger from her new CD, The Harrow and the Harvest. And I'm going to end tonight with a couple of tracks from Leafcutter John's album Tunis, which was inspired by a visit there, and a timely reminder that he's with the London Sinfonietta's Blank Canvas concert tomorrow night and at the new Radio 3 stage at Latitude next month. Joni Mitchell, Keith Jarrett and Miles Davis are all among my 1971 choices tomorrow night. I hope you can join me. Till then, good night.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And for the next 3.5 hours, a generous helping of Russian opera. Ivan Suzanin was the semi-legendary hero of popular Russian resistance to the Poles after the false Dmitri's triumph over Boris Godunov in the early 17th century. And when the story was suggested to Glinka in the 1830s as a potential opera, he had a source close at hand. His own cousin had immortalised the tale in a book with the splendid title Russian History for Purposes of Upbringing, making it part of every Russian's patriotic education. The opera became known as A Life for the Tsar after Nicholas I accepted its dedication, although in Soviet times it was renamed after its proletarian hero. Act I begins amid a chorus of devotion to Tsar and country. Suzanin's daughter Antonida looks forward to her approaching wedding, but her father tells her this will have to wait until the country's fate is secured. Her fiancé Sobinin arrives with news that brings this a step closer. Mikhail Romanov has been elected Tsar, displacing the Polish prince Władysław's claim to the throne. In Act II, the same news reaches the Poles in the middle of a ball scene. Soldiers immediately set off to kidnap the Tsar-elect and prevent his installation. In this recording, Nikolai Guzelev sings the title role and Ivan Marinov conducts the chorus and orchestra of Bulgarian television and radio. Act I and II of A Life for the Tsar, or Ivan Suzanin, by Glinka.